USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An angry President Trump says no to any further work with congressional Democrats until they end the various investigations of his administration. He quickly ended the infrastructure meeting with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi a few minutes after it began, saying they could not negotiate under the circumstances.
Get these phony investigations over with.
After leaving the meeting, he went straight to the Rose Garden, where aides had already gathered reporters. That, according to Pelosi, shows the sudden walkout was scripted and he never intended to talk about infrastructure.
It was very, very, very strange.
Afterward, she repeated earlier comments that the president is now engaged in a cover-up. She met in the morning with other Democrats to tamp down their demands to begin an impeachment inquiry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The day after dozens of abortion rights demonstrators took place across the U.S., supporters of a new strict abortion law like Alabama's held a counter-demonstration at the state's capital. Sarah Howell is with the Charismatic Episcopal Church for Life.
Abortion has hurt women in Alabama.
Becky Gerritsen is executive director of a conservative organization called Eagle Forum Alabama. She told the crowd that rapists love abortion.
Abortion destroys the evidence of rape.
The group vowed to continue fighting until the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley is among those who will take part in an interfaith vigil on Thursday honoring the migrant children who have died in U.S. custody after crossing the southern border. In the late part of 2018, a girl from El Salvador died after complications from heart surgery. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Democratic mayor who just left office has landed a couple of jobs. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The newly former Chicago mayor and President Obama's first White House chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, has kicked off a post-mayoral career, announcing that he is now a contributing editor for The Atlantic. The Democrat Emanuel will contribute frequent essays to The Atlantic's ideas section. And what's more, the former mayor is also joining ABC News as a contributor, following the path blazed by former Republican Governor New Jersey's Chris Christie in joining that network.
President Trump participated in a Medal of Valor ceremony. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
President Trump is honoring about a dozen first responders with the Medal of Valor.
To the families who join us, you carry a great burden so that our citizens can live in safety and in peace.
During a White House ceremony today, the president says that they performed immortal acts of courage and notes that some of the recipients performed acts of heroism after being injured.
James Bond will be laid up for a few weeks. Daniel Craig, who's playing 007 in the 25th installment of the film franchise, had to have minor ankle surgery for an injury that happened while he was filming a stunt. The official James Bond Twitter account said production will continue while Craig recuperates. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.